ladies and gentlemen, none other than...
Satire.
He says he's got a lot to get off his chest.
He's just a crook.
Are you ready?
Ready on the left. Ready on the right.
Let's begin.
You are so immature.
I know.
All right. Let's try and pronounce this word again. Ass. The word is ass. Don't push. You can get this. Ask. 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 Look, this is an ass.
All right, ask.
Now here's where things really started to bust loose.
And I began to smell the odor.
Why, it smells good.
You're sick!
I think it's because these programs make you sick.
That's why Kotex created natural curved maxi pads.
Then put it in your mouth.
Okay, I'll start with the red ones. I like them best.
Ew, gross!
Do you like it, Woodenhead?
Absolutely, definitely, without question.
I never thought a tampon could be so great.
In my mouth.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth.
A lesser man would have wearied and given up, but thank God he is not a lesser man.
He is merely known as Christ.
Or a hobo.
Or a 40-year-old woman.
Or the President of the United States of America.
That's Jesus Christ!
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than...
A picture of Margaret Thatcher strapping on a dildo.
Of the 12 billion photographs people take every year of the Polaroid 6660, over 80%
are the leading killer of children.
What?
I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
The safest place for infants and children is
in a 10-foot square cage.
Always keep the safety of the children in mind, but most of all, have fun.
All right, thank you.
She starts by having a
threesome with Alan Thicke and Harry Hamlin.
You bet.
Oh, thank you both.
Oh, shucks.
Now fuck off.
And off they went. Never mind what people inside the house are doing.
Where are you going, Piglet?
Sometimes I don't know where I am.
You're in your cocoon now.
Wow, these look like big cocoons or something.
It almost looks as though it were made of gingerbread.
You better shut up!
Now here's the question I'm sure everybody would like to have answered.
What are you gonna say 10, 20, 30 years from now when your grandkids ask you if you were involved in
drugs?
Bicycle.
And the occult.
I would say that is absolutely incredible.
Anna smoked a lot of heroin, then I passed out in my nose.
Don't give me that crap.
What would you like me to give you?
Give me an ordinary automatic rifle and pistol.
We have included two ruby pulse lasers in the demonstration to provide you with holographic pictures to study following the actual fusion.
Here's one for you, Joker!
A double suicide is a great practical joke.
Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Okay, now, Walt, you've had your little joke.
But my sisters, for one reason or another, failed to get the joke.
Did you get them?
Some fresh churn butter.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
The rapist's goal is to
be placed in an institution for the criminally insane for the rest of his natural life.
All of us carry the same goals in our hearts. For our children.
Do you have any definitive aims or goals?
Our goal is to serve drive-thru customers a plate of bones within 30 seconds of their arrival at the drive-thru window.
Using the most obscene language possible while he masturbates.
Man, wow, dude, dog, I mean, really?
Can't you see how mad he is?
Well, you see, I'd found drugs in his room.
And took them.
Boy, was I dizzy.
It made me feel powerful.
I've got the power!
I got a snake, man!
I got nipples on my titties.
I got a big fucking boner right now!
I got blisters on my
ass cheeks.
I got the clap at work.
I got the satire.
I gotta stop the tape here. How stupid is this father?
I don't know.
Hey, what have you got?
It's absolute shit!
You ain't got shit on me!
Oh, I got a lot of shit on you.
You got some shit on your nose. Just a little piece of shit right there on the end of it.
Man, I ain't got time for that shit.
It's time for the show.
Pam Friday on NBC.
You can actually see
children dying of
torture and rape
on television.
And presents as its special guests
the Sesame Street cast, including Big Bird and all his friends,
as they
tortured and killed a 12-year-old girl in a grisly satanic slaughter.
You won't believe it.
An unforgettable television premiere.
And now, here's
Johnny Mathis.
He decided he was ready to be in a television show.
Naked and unashamed.
Nobody wants to see that.
Look, you want to see it again?
No, I don't.
Gotta go now. Have a good evening.
The end.